them to sleep.
Didn't Dredd say something about them using a lot of the tunnels? The old sewers and subways of New York? There must be hundreds and hundreds of miles of tunnels. A maze of them.
Ryan glanced up at the sky.
It's gonna be night, and I'm not sure we're close yet. Probably they'll cut right back on their patrols after dark. What we need to do is try and find them before then. Make a try in the darkness.
One of the scalies, a rippling belly hanging out of its pants, waddled to a great triangle of iron, like the one that had been used to summon the ferry raft. The creature raised his arm to hammer at it.
Food!
Oh, thank goodness. I do want...
Not you!
Oh, I'm really most frightfully sorry, my dear freak of genetic accident.
Don't push it, Doc.
Around them, the hustle of meaningless work was ceasing, and the non-scalies were filing in groups toward the central area. There was a large fire there, with a long metal trough suspended over it. From the steam and the smell, it appeared to be supper. The guards had also gone to eat, leaving Doc and Christy unattended. They were between two of the monstrous tanks, and Christy rapped thoughtfully, first on one and then on the other.
That one's full. What it's got in it. This place looks as if it was some kind of chemical store back in those good old days.
The lettering on it can't... The light's so bad. Unless I can move to... Yeah, I can read it now.
What's it say? The Colonel's lip-smacking special sauce?
Letters. An H, then an M. No, it's an N with a streak of paint on it. And then a zero or an O. And at the end, kind of tucked underneath, there's a little number. 3. And a bit more in brackets. This bit's in red. The rest was white. It's a word. Conk. What's that?
Is that spelled C-O-N-C or C-O-N-K?
With a C. Why?
Because I know what's in this tank.
What, Doc?
HNO3. Conk. It means concentrated nitric acid, Christy.
Oh. Scalies have taken the collars off some of them.
All women, I can see. So they can serve the food. I suspect it's probably the most appalling gruel, but the smell is beginning to tantalize the taste buds.
Looks like they won't be tantalized any longer. Young girl's been told to... Hey, see that?
Yes. Woman from the park... took the bowls off her. Wonder why.
Her gray ponytail swinging slowly behind her, the elderly captive was picking her way over the uneven floor toward them. In each thumbless hand, she held a steaming can.
See the way the floor slopes down from us? Quite interesting.
Why?
Later.
Now the woman was very close to them, her head darting over her shoulder to keep looking behind, making sure none of the scalies was anywhere near her.
The punk kid made up that stupid name, didn't he?
Now she was so near that the zigzag pattern of scars on her face was even more striking. Christy found herself wondering, with a shudder of revulsion, what the wounds must have looked like when they were fresh made.
Didn't he?
What?
You were with him, both of you, in the park there by the food market. The Scalies caught me that same afternoon. Came out of the pipes in the road, took me and some friends.
We thought we saw you there. Allow me to relieve you of the burden of those containers of nourishing... gunk.
I thought I recognized you. Not many's as old as you in this ville. I've been here for months. On my quest, that's what I call it. Your hair, red like fire. Remembered that was what she said.
Who?
Rona. She's most certainly dead now, but she handed me her quest, trusted me, said to find him.
Find who?
Christy took one of the hot tins from Doc, finding it contained what looked like mushy fungus and a watery stew.
The one-eyed man. I knew that wasn't his real name. Shit, stupid punk. Chiller. Not his real name. Rona knew him.
Christy nearly dropped the container, as she felt an almost overpowering wave of shock, sensing something apocalyptic was in the air.
Who?
The woman smiled, distorting the scarred mouth further.
Ryan, lady. Ryan Carter.
No talking, bitch!
The scaly stooped and locked his claws in her ponytail and hauled the woman, with endless strength, back toward the cooking fires, where they saw him dump her among some other women. Doc and Christy began to eat their food. It was bland and unsalted, but it was hot and seemed to contain plenty of mushrooms. Only when they were sure the guard wasn't returning their way did Christy speak.
What did she mean, Doc? Ryan's name. A quest. Rona. You ever hear Ryan speak of someone called Rona?
I fear we should deposit this mystery at the rear of our minds. There are more pressing worries, my dear lady.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I believe they will be driving us elsewhere after the meal is done. Then come the chains and the collar. If we are to effect any chance of escape...
But Ryan's name? Something that... But you're right, Doc. If we just sit and wait for Ryan, we might meet him on the last train west. What's your plan?
Doc looked behind them, and then leaned in conspiratorially to Christy.
See this tank? If we are correct, and it's still filled with acid, then it would be interesting to open that red handle and see what transpires.
Christy peered at the large metal faucet, seeing a crust of yellowish rust around it.
Looks like it hasn't been moved in 100 years, Doc.
If you used the power, Christy.
Oh. Oh.
Ryan, JB, and Mildred were crouched in a narrow alcove, a side passage that ended in a blank wall of fallen rubble after about 20 feet. It was pitch dark.
Now what?
I know we're close. I can smell the food. But they could just chill Christy and Doc if they know we're here to get them back. We stay here and wait. Maybe they wind down their guards after midnight. We'll go then.
If they haven't moved.
Right.
The meal seemed to be nearing its end. Doc and Christy were in one of the darkest parts of the old warehouse, but there were dozens of scalies between them and the main exit. None of the reptilian muties took much notice of them, and Christy was able to stand and surreptitiously check out the massive handle without drawing attention to herself. She threw all her considerable strength against it, but it was totally unmovable.
Well?
No hope. Take Plas X and plenty of it.
But if you use the power, Christy...
Might not even be acid in there. You know I can hardly walk after I use it. Suppose I manage and out comes 50,000 gallons of rusty water.
Oh, well, then they'll probably kill us.
Sure, Doc. But if I don't try, then they'll probably kill us.
If you don't have dreams, then how can your dreams ever come true? They're getting ready to move. That woman is on her feet, but they haven't chained her to the others yet. If it's to be done, my dear young friend, then 'twere well it were done quickly.
But what about the prisoners?
Might it not allow them the opportunity to seek their own freedom?
Right.
Christy stood up, feeling her knees trembling. Her nails clenched so hard into the palms of her hands that they nearly drew blood. The power of the Earth Mother had been slowly and painstakingly taught to her by Mother Sonia during her adolescence in Harmonyville. The key phrase was to strive for life, and it had been drilled into her that the power was something special and secret, and should only be used in the direst need. The dark warehouse began to fade from her as she gripped the cold, damp metal. Christy closed her eyes and began to put herself into a trance.
Help me, Mother Sonia. May the force of Gaia flow through my body and give me power.
And now she could sense the hot sun of summer on her shoulders and taste the freshness of new-mown hay in her nostrils. Cool, fresh water was flowing over her naked breasts as she stood beneath the weir that surged past the old mill. Now the power was coming, rising within her like a fierce, uncontrollable fire, racing through her nerves and muscles, making her skin tingle. Christy's mouth opened, and her tongue danced out across her dry lips. Doc was standing by her, anxiously watching, part of his attention directed back toward the fires, hoping that none of the scalies decided to come and investigate what was going on in the shadows. Now the sun was in Christy's eyes, dazzling her, a hand on her shoulder that was her mother's, gripping her. The sun, bright and golden and burning. The sun.
Gaia!
Doc watched, mesmerized, his mouth sagging open. There were a few strands of rotted hose beneath the foot-wide faucet, and they trembled and dropped to the floor. the rust crumbled into powder. Doc reached out a hand to try to lend his own puny help, but jumped back as though his fingers had entered a high-voltage energy field.
Help! Over there!